Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Lois Heron, writer and blogger from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, shares what God is doing in her life.
Greetings, friends. I was visiting a friend recently, and I noticed a new picture on her wall of one of the saints of the church. I commented on it and asked if the saint was her patron saint. She replied, "No, it's the saint who stalks me." I laughed. She went on to explain how the writings and prayers of the saint had compelled her so many times in her walk with the Lord that she had to recognize her by hanging a picture of them on the wall. I knew what she was getting at because I had had the same experience with Saint Elizabeth of the Trinity. I had talked with my spiritual director about how the timelessness of Saint Elizabeth's prayers and letters at a point in my life was a surprising blessing for me. She said that Saint Elizabeth had chosen me, or I could say she stalked me. My experience confirmed what she said, and now since hearing my friend's title for the saint on the wall, I refer to Saint Elizabeth as the saint who stalks me. Her prayers have so melted into my prayer life that at times I'm not sure who's voicing my prayer, Saint Elizabeth or me, through the power of the Holy Spirit praying through me. It's been 3 years since Saint Elizabeth began stalking me. You see, I had reached a point in my life where, after 3 surgeries to give me relief from a genetic disease, failed to stay the deterioration of my physical abilities. I was in a dark place, unable to see any good coming out of the physical suffering. I was more focused on what I had lost than what I might find. And then Saint Elizabeth of the Trinity came, offering me insight and wisdom from her own physical suffering with Addison's disease that eventually took her life at age 26 in 1906. Me, I suffer because of loss of ability and chronic pain, but it is unlikely I will end in a physical death because of it. I had so much to learn and so much joy and hope yet to discover. Saint Elizabeth stalks me as a persistent companion along this path of holiness. The first words recorded from her final days begin with the Latin word nescivi. It means, "I no longer know anything." That's quite a declaration coming from a nun who consumed the Word of God as breath itself. I think, though, I know what she was getting at. We come to the place in life where we realize all that we thought was sure and dependable and controllable eludes us. I echo her thoughts. For I no longer know anything that I thought I knew before permanent deterioration set in. Have you been in a place where your spirit screams nescivi? We can say with Saint Elizabeth in response to an altered reality, "I no longer know anything. I do not want to know anything except to know him, to share in his sufferings, to become like him in his death." The Lord's ultimate goal for us is to conform us into the image of Jesus, our Lord. How he allows life to unfold to accomplish that perfection in us varies, but it will always include suffering in some form or another. according to the letter to the Hebrews in the New Testament, God redeems suffering. It says, "It was fitting that God, for whom and through whom all things exist, in bringing many children to glory, should make the pioneer of their salvation perfect through sufferings." St. Paul wrote to the Colossians, "I am completing what is lacking in Christ's afflictions for the sake of his body, that is, the church." As uncomfortable as it is to take in this truth, it does offer hope. For me, my physical suffering isn't unique when I consider this truth. And learning from St. Elizabeth's short life is how the Lord opened my spirit to acceptance of life as it is and freedom from the futile doubting that delays spiritual transformation through suffering. St. Elizabeth prayed, "Oh my God, Trinity whom I adore, help me to forget myself entirely so as to be established in you as still and as peaceful as if my soul were already in eternity. May nothing be able to disturb my peace." She desired that every moment of suffering from Addison's disease would carry her into the depths of God. She asked him to pacify her soul and make it his heaven. When I read that, I regretted the time I had wasted being agitated by what God had allowed in my life. I began to recognize that he chose me as his beloved daughter, and nothing escaped his divine plan for me. I began praying with St. Elizabeth in her prayer, "Come into me as adorer, as healer, as savior. O eternal word of my God, I want to spend my life listening to you. I want to be completely docile, ready to learn everything from you." Then through all nights, all voids, all weakness, I want to fixate on you always and to remain under your great light. What about you, friend? Is your spirit bogged down in the miry clay of disappointment and regret? Do you wonder if God is a loving God, intimately acquainted with your existence? The saints of the ages have suffered and questioned God's love too. They stand as witnesses to us, sometimes weeping with us, sometimes instructing us, always cheering us on in the good fight of faith in God. The saints do stalk us because they have eternity's perspective to offer us if we will but seek the Lord in the communion of the saints. Dear loving Father, into your hands we commit our spirits. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, it is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.